This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lusop Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. Guys are coming off a pretty good bye week, good timing, now getting ready for a big one. Senior night at home, region game against South Effingham. How does it feel getting back into game week this week after a good week off?
Yeah, I mean, the bye week was much needed. I think it came at the right time for us and got some guys back healthy, got some much needed rest and recovery. And just for us to reset our mind this week and have an opponent, have something to work for, look forward to on Friday night. So our guys are doing a really good job of staying focused at the task at hand. And, you know, it's good to get back in the swing of practice.
Yeah, how did you go about approaching it? You know, we touched on it a little bit last week, but it was kind of early in the week. How did you approach the bye week and continue into this week with the team?
So we attacked the bye week, you know, looking at all three phases of the game and see where we need to improve ourselves, some self-scout stuff, and just really working on that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, gave the guys off Monday and Friday, some much-needed time off and, you know, to recover and but our guys really use that time at practice that to focus on what we need to do to get better and going into the, you know, last game of the season, and then heading into the playoffs. So we can work on those things so they don't come back and bite us later. So looking at that, you know, that week was very valuable to us. And I think we approached it the right way.
Yeah. What, I mean, you got some good rest, you got some good, you know, some cleanup and stuff. What were the things you were mainly dialed in on getting cleaned up and improving on throughout the duration of these last, you know, 2 weeks, week and a half span?
I mean, when you do a self-scout, you know, whether, you know, defensively, we want to see, you know, what gives us, you know, struggles or, you know, what we got to get fixed, the communication in the back end, coverage-wise, anything that, you know, gave us, you know, a problem during the season, go back and hit those things, revisit those things, and, you know, go back to the fundamentals too of tackling and make sure our guys are doing the right things to get better. And then offensively, you know, same thing, you know, what kind of defenses gave us struggles with or trouble, and try and attack, you know, different things that we, you know, learn from on film. And then same thing, you know, in the kicking game, like recovering onside kicks, or, you know, making sure we're stepping with the right foot on PAT field goal, or attacking on somebody else's field goal team, or, you know, different punt looks, you know, put some fakes in. You know, those are the things that you kind of want to practice during the bye week and keep those guys engaged. And then, you know, you show them on film, hey, these are the things we need to do, and then let's translate that to the practice field.
Yeah, and it's always a good, especially like at this time of the season, to have that come up so you really can dial in the stuff you've seen over the season to get prepared for the long stretch that's coming. We're going to touch on this bye week a little bit more, but I did just want to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, having that time off at this point in the year, it's, you know, we've touched on it a lot. It's very great to have the players have the rest and, you know, to really be able to dial in everything you need to going into this last region game, going into the playoffs. And how do you feel, you know, your players responded to having not as much the rest and time off, but just in general, like having them be able to see and have this much needed development and, you know, honestly, yeah, a little bit of a break and get themselves back to healthy before this final, you know, little bit of the season comes apart.
I mean, I think, you know, our guys understand we've been going for 7 weeks straight, you know, with region games, whether it's on the road or at home. Made two trips to Augusta at that time. And like I said, it couldn't come at a better time. And our guys really, you know, were grateful and thankful that this bye week came at this time. You know, like I said, the time off is just a time to reset your mind. And, you know, because as the season goes and it's week after week, it's just the grind, and you got to embrace the grind, and you got to be able to keep fighting through. And, you know, to be able to have a bye week now, it was beneficial not only for the recovery, but for their mental capacity too. So that when they come back in, you know, last week on Tuesday, you know, and we worked on some different things and kind of adjusted the practice schedule. So it was a little bit different, and they had to adjust to that and, you know, stay focused. So that was a really good thing. And then always getting back in the groove of things for a game week, you know, this week was really good for us to get back on the grass, get back in a routine, and then go back to work. So we've had, you know, really good days of practice. We got to continue to have those at, you know, throughout the week, and then go perform on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, great timing, and, you know, to get back into the game week and get back to, you know, work schedule. And kind of when I'm thinking about it, the bye weeks, you know, sometimes for certain teams, they can shift or kind of stall a little bit of the momentum. I don't see that happening here, but I want to know from inside the locker room how and what you've seen as far as the momentum and how it's been able to stay up and these players to stay eager and hungry and ready to go full force throughout this bye week.
I mean, one, I think the competition between, you know, the team and you know, the competitors that we do have on this team, I think it's really good that those guys are, you know, feeding off the energy at practice. They know what we got to get better at, and they attack it full force. You know, that was really good to see, you know, but they, on the other hand, they did it, you know, like I said, they appreciated the days off that they had, and they used them wisely, you know, even if it was recovering for their body or, you know, they were catching up on some academic stuff, you know, yeah. They took advantage of the bye week, and that's what we want to have happen. So they stay on top of their academics, do what they're supposed to do. And then also, you know, with the football sense, you know, go attack the things that we need to get better at. You know, that's the only way that we're going to, you know, drive ourselves into the playoffs or, you know, approach it that way, is that if we got to learn from our mistakes so that, you know, we don't make the same mistake twice. And I think our guys did a really good job of that and understanding from our coaches. They did a good job, you know, coaching those guys up, correcting some things that need to be corrected. And, you know, just attacking the day like that, I think that the guys responded really well. I think coming into this week, I thought it was really good. Like I said, getting back into the groove of things, you know, there's a normal routine. It's a practice schedule. And, you know, just getting in the back, the routine is so important for those guys, because they, when a routine's set, they're going to work the, you know, the plan is being worked. And, I think when they get in a routine and go back to work, you know, their mind stays focused, you know, it's just repetitions, and that they really respond well.
Well, Coach, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm looking forward to seeing this team come out full strength, ready to roll against South Effingham this week. We're going to get into South Effingham in just a moment, but right now we're going to take a quick break. So more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golnaz Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right, so getting into this week in South Effingham, you've got them coming to town, play between the bricks. What would you say stands out the most to you about what you've seen with them on film?
Well, the biggest thing that I see is that they've been playing really good down the stretch. And they do have a lot of young guys that are playing on their team. So same thing for us at the beginning of the season. You know, they were young, and then with the more reps and as the season goes on, we get better. Same thing with them. You know, they got a lot of guys that are playing both ways. And I think that, you know, with more reps, they've got better. They played really well down the stretch, you know, beat Bradwell, you know, in a close game, 26-21. And then they go to Statesboro last week and put up a really good game. And they lost that one 27-17, which was a close game, you know. And so I see those guys playing on film. They play hard. They got a motor. They play, you know, like I said, they play hard on offense, defense, and special teams. We got to be prepared on special teams so that they try and steal possession. And then, you know, offensively, they run the wing T, and we've got to be able to do a good job of getting lined up correctly, making sure that we attack what we need to attack, you know, put hands on these guys, and then, you know, don't get caught with our eyes in the backfield and they hit a big play on us. And then, you know, defensively, they run a even front. They will get in, you know, odd front in some third down situations, and they will bring pressure. They will twist up front. So the communication's got to be there by the O-line. Got to do a good job of doing what we're coached to do, and make sure that we continue drives, you know, keep the sticks moving, and then, you know, play with a little bit of tempo. So that's what I see from those guys. They do create a challenge because they play hard, and what they do schematically wise, we got to be able to focus and make sure we get lined up correctly.
Yeah, and I mean, it's from what I've seen and heard, you know, this is a good South Evingham squad. You know, they can be very physical and coming at home. It's going to be a great game, and I know those seniors are going to come out especially ready to prove a point. You're not going to come into Glenn County Stadium and push them around on their senior night. So I'm really pumped about that. You know, kind of getting into the game, how important is it for the team to set that tone early? Since they are such a physical team and you know they can, you know, they can hang around and, you know, beat you up, what is the main key factor and the importance of getting that hot start to get out front and just get that momentum pumping right out of the gate?
I mean, we've got to, you know, match the energy, match the intensity. And I think you said earlier, you know, the physicality aspect, you know, wing T teams, you know, are going to down block. They're going to come and try and kick somebody out, and we got to be able to take on blocks and then tackle well. Same thing with our offense. We've got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage. I think that's where the games are won and lost. We got to be able to do that and make sure that we're communicating great up front and then finish every drive with a kick. You know, I think that's what we got to do. And then just pay attention on special teams. We've really got to focus on that this week, because, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to try and steal possession, and we've got to make sure that we do everything we can and not give the ball to them. And then also run the wing T. You know, they'll try and pick up a few yards here or there, you know, and try and continue drives, you know, keep our offense on the field. And, you know, a lot of people have done that and, you know, kept our, you know, offense on the field. You know, defense has got to get off the field on third down. That's a big thing. We got to get stops. We got to create penetration on the defensive line, and just read our keys. I think those have got to be the keys to success for us. But our guys are going to be, you know, they will be excited. It's their last regular season home game at Glenn County Stadium for our seniors. So definitely want to send them out in the right way. You know, they've had a great legacy here. They've been a part of some really good teams here the past 4 years. And, you know, I know they'll be amped up, ready to play, and excited for the opportunity to get back in Glenn County Stadium.
And when you talk about the seniors and their, you know, your keys to success this week with those guys, what have been the main points that you've been trying to get to, not really as much the team, but the leaders, to, like, you know, when you're down and in the trenches and getting a good football game in, what have you been preaching to these leaders to help these guys stay locked in no matter what in this final game? Because I know they're coming in and these leaders are ready to put on a show. So just kind of talk to us about how you've been handling these last 2 weeks with making sure these leaders are ready to come in on senior night and prove why they are a leader.
I think that one of the biggest things is that there is a lot of distractions going on this week. I mean, one, the fair's in town. That's got to be a distraction. We got to make sure we get our rest at night, you know. And then the biggest thing is going to be, you know, it's Halloween night. You know, it's Georgia, Florida down here in Glenn County as Brunswick. A lot of people come here and before they go down to the game. So we just got to make sure that we got to focus at the task at hand. And those seniors know that their preparation mentally and physically has got to be there. And like I said, that they're going to be excited to play the game. And, you know, a fast start when the first whistle blows on kickoff, we got to be ready to go. We can't wake up in the second quarter and say, oh, we're playing a football game now. We've got to be able to go from the start, you know, and just set the tempo of the game. And I know, you know, South Evingham's not coming down here without putting up a fight. And I definitely know that they're going to, you know, challenge us, and we've got to step up to the challenge.
Yeah, you know, that the Halloween aspect and Georgia, Florida being, I mean, just the traffic in general of people coming in and out and through the stadium, it is a lot to have on your mind throughout the week. And I know those guys are going to get locked in and ready to go, which, you know, it's kind of what makes this group especially just really special, because I can see the leaders really more in this class than I've not substantially, not saying anything about the previous classes, but, you know, I can see this class is very special when it comes to trying to develop their fellow teammates and younger guys and as much as they can to set this team up for success in the future. it's always special, senior night. You know, we talked about it. What does it mean for you to have this specific group play really their last regular season game for Brunswick High School?
I mean, this class is very special to not only myself, but the coaching staff, you know. But, you know, just speaking of, you know, my thoughts on those guys, this is the first whole class, you know, that I've had as being a head coach. You know, I've seen them develop since their freshman year all the way to their senior year. And guys have made tremendous strides, you know, and guys that have put a lot of work into this program, been a part of some great teams that have been here. But this is, you know, watching them from a freshman to now a senior, really proud of this group of guys. Yeah. They really care about each other, care about the team, the program. You know, they take pride in their school and community. And to see those guys, you know, go out and play and, you know, just have fun, that's really, you know, a great thing to see. And I'm proud of those guys and what they've done, you know, everything for here. And, you know, they're not finished yet. You know, that's the other thing. And those guys want to go out and put a great show on a Friday night and play to their full potential.
Yeah, and I know it's got to be special for you, like you just said, with this being the first class that's all yours. Not you. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, the entire program has a huge key part in all of it. But this class is the first class that is your start to finish. And it's the first one of it. So I know it's got to be special to see these guys go out there. And hopefully we get some more home games throughout before the season ends. But as far as regular season goes, it's still a big deal. So I know it's going to be a great game, emotional game, hopefully a lot of good ball play out there. I'm really pumped about it. We'll get a few more questions in, but right now I want to take a quick break. We'll be right back to this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. So before we took this break, we were kind of talking about how this group of seniors is, you know, it's yours. And it could be an emotional game with them being out there as a regular season for the last time. How do you, as a coach, not about the team, just you individually, balance these emotions of senior night with making sure that you and the team is also locked in?
I mean, we got to stay focused. You know, this is a region game. We got to control what we can control. Emotions can't get too high in this game, you know. But I know our guys are going to be ready to play and go out and put a great performance on. And because they worked so hard in practice this week, they worked really hard in the weight room and done what they're coached to do. But, you know, can't let emotions, you know, get the best of us. We got to be able to play the game, you know, and stay focused on that. So it's, you know, my job to make sure that we, you know, handle our emotions the correct way, make sure we stayed, you know, to not get too hyped before the game. Yeah. But, you know, I know there's going to be some, you know, there'll be highs in the game, and, you know, hopefully there won't be any lows. But, you know, if there is, we got to fight through the adversity and ride the wave a little bit, and, you know, and then just create some of our own energy, you know, make sure that our guys are staying in the game, staying locked in, and then following the game plan. And that's what we got to do as coaches.
Yeah, use that emotion to drive in and dig deeper for anything. You know, obviously, like you just said, we hope there's no lows, but the emotions, they can come in positive ways and all. They can come in all shapes and sizes. So it's exciting, and I know you're excited. I'm excited. Are there any particular seniors that you kind of just want to just do a quick shout out to, or, you know, monumental things that you've kind of had throughout the season that we hadn't touched on as much that you wanted to bring to light with this class that you have?
I mean, one, just, you know, very appreciative and thankful for all the seniors that are here. You know, I appreciate those guys. I'm thankful for those guys and, you know, all the hard work that they put in their 4 years here, whether it was in the weight room, you know, during the summer times, during, you know, winter workouts, whatever it was, they've put a lot of time and effort into this program. And, you know, to have those guys come out and perform Friday night and they're going to be honored before the game, you know, is really special. You know, I don't want to single any one of those guys out. But this class has been a part of, you know, some great football teams here at Brunswick High School. They'll always go down, you know, special in my book. And, you know, and these guys are going to have some opportunities to go on and play at the next level. But, you know, every single one of those guys has put in a tremendous amount of work, and I couldn't be so more grateful for this job and thankful that I'm here and getting the opportunity to coach these guys with the staff that we have. And I know our other coaches feel the same way, you know, getting to know these guys and develop their relationships. You know, it goes back to once a pirate, always a pirate. And they'll always get to experience that. You know, the relationships that we build now with the team, those aren't for 4 years. Those are lifelong relationships. And so just getting to know every single one of these guys and, you know, looking forward to, you know, down the road and getting to see them later.
And Coach, I know that I can speak for the entirety of Pirate Nation. As much as you love being here, we love having you here. It's been an entire swing of just, I mean, since you've taken over the reins as head coach, it's been something special around this Brunswick High School, and I can speak for all of them. And if anybody has an issue with it, they must not be watching football games. We love having you here. I got two more questions for you, and they're both messages that I want to see if you can give out. Give one message to your team to go into this final stretch of the season.
Well, the message to the team is that we got to come out and play our best football game. You know, if we're going into the playoffs, you know, there's no time to, you know, have ups and downs. You know, there's no, the time is very limited, and we want to play our best football, and it's going to be in front of us. And, you know, we want to drive ourselves into the playoffs. We want to, you know, have that urge and that force going onward. And so we've got to be able to play well, you know, play at a high level, because when you get in the playoffs, there's no bad teams in the playoffs, and you're going to be challenged every single week. And I want our guys to rise to the occasion, rise to the challenge, and play, you know, play the game like it's supposed to be played. And I think our guys are going to respond in that way very well. And the preparation, they got to dig deep, you know, and do what they're supposed to do. And all the little things matter. You know, we preach that to our guys from day one, is that, you know, all the little things, if you do all the little things right, you know, in the end, it'll take care of itself. And, you know, when you don't do the little things right, it'll come back and bite you. And that we don't want to have that happen. And our guys are doing a really good job, you know, whether it's cleaning the locker room or picking up, you know, making sure there's no trash around the facility, you know, just little things like that. And they say, you know, why is that important? Well, those are the little things. And if we, you know, take pride in stuff that we have, and, you know, I think taking pride in their team, that means just as much as anything else.
Yeah, it's great for, you know, the pride that I can see they have in this program, this team, and for Pirate Nation, all of that. It's a great unit. It's been a phenomenal season. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Finally, what is your message to the Brunswick High Pirate Nation as they get prepared to absolutely pack out those stands between the bricks for senior night?
One, I mean, they've been with us all season long. You know, why stop now? You know, Friday night's going to be a great night to honor these seniors, honor the guys that have been part of this program. And, you know, I'm just calling all Pirates to Glenn County Stadium, 7:30 on Friday night. I know it's Halloween. I know there's a lot going on, but there's no better show in town than coming to watch the Pirates on a Friday night. You know, you can go do some trick-or-treating and all that and then come to the game. You know, I'm sure there'll be a bunch of candy thrown out there. So come on down to, you know, in between the bricks, and let's get after it.
Well, Coach, good luck. I'm excited. Can't wait for this absolute demolishing of a victory that's about to come about. Get the tone set right for the playoffs. Everything. These seniors to have a good last regular season game. Coach, good luck to everyone listening. Thank you for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. That was Head Coach Garrett Grady, and you're listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right here each and every week during the season. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.